Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 31st, 2024, from 2 John. Warning against deceivers, denying the incarnation of Christ. Previously, we heard John addressing the Christian church as the Dear Lady, emphasizing the timeless importance of Christian love, echoing the teaching of Jesus to love God and to love our neighbor. John then reassures that this is not a new commandment, but it existed from the beginning of their faith journey. So, referencing Jesus, John urges believers to reciprocate the love they first received from God by loving and forgiving others. But John recognizes our ongoing struggle because of our sinful nature. While loving and forgiving others will actually help us with this struggle. So let's continue with John's second letter from 2 John verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is a deceiver and the Antichrist. So John, in this verse, warns about the presence of deceivers. Deceivers who deny the fundamental truth of Jesus Christ and the incarnation. What is the incarnation? That God chose to take on human flesh and blood. We see this when Jesus is born of Mary. But these individuals, identified as deceivers, are antichrists because they deny the essential doctrine. Because if one does not believe in the incarnation, that Jesus takes on human flesh and blood, who is the Son of God, then one denies that the Son of God, Jesus, dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. This year, the church is fortunate to be celebrating both the incarnation and the crucifixion during the same week. The two are linked because we're talking about the same person, God, who is taking on human flesh and blood. The incarnation occurred when the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she would have a child. The church celebrates this day on March 25th, which is exactly 9 months before the celebration of the birth of Jesus, December 25th. So it makes sense. But this year, on Good Friday, which will occur on March 29th, we get to celebrate the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And 3 days later, of course, the resurrection. None of this could occur, the death of God with the resurrection, if Jesus was not true God. So John is correct in pointing Christians to the face, the idea that deceivers will deny the incarnation. That is, they'll deny that the Son of God took on human flesh and blood and suffered and died on the cross. So as Christians, we need to continue to celebrate and teach these days because they are central to the Christian faith. And so we rejoice of what God has done for us. And we're not going to let the world or any false teachers or deceivers try to convince us otherwise. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.